Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6, brought to you by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Thank you for submitting your questions, lots of good ones, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Kenny. Do you think there's a chance the Vikings will go after a big-name quarterback in free agency? Imagine what we could do with Drew Brees. No, let's not imagine that. Drew Brees is likely going to be a member of the Saints. He's already said he wants to re-sign there. But imagine what we can do with Teddy, Case, and or Sam. Don't rule out those guys as coming back to the Vikings in 2018. If none of them do, then the Vikings could dip into free agency. We'll see what happens. The next question comes from Brian. Are the Vikings going to try and upgrade over Nick Easton? Well, you're always trying to upgrade on both sides of the ball in the offseason, but I think Nick Easton will go into the offseason as the presumptive starter. With that being said, don't be surprised to see the Vikings add some talent to the offensive line via the draft and free agency, and also don't forget guys like Jeremiah Searles and Danny Isadora will be competing for time. The next question comes from John in California. The defense stepped up big time all season, except for the championship game. I hope the Vikings use the draft to take a step forward this year. Well, the Vikings defense played great all season, so it's hard to say much bad about them, but Mike Zimmer is going to look to improve that side of the ball as well. Now, a draft pick is going to be hard-pressed to come into this defense with so many returning starters and make a big difference. So if you're looking for a difference maker on defense, maybe that will be free agency. With all that being said, I'm never opposed to improving the depth on your roster via the draft, so I would imagine the Vikings will take some defensive players in April. Our next question comes from Cedric. What would be the top priority in this upcoming draft? What position will be addressed in the first three rounds? The position I think that is most likely to be addressed at some point on the first 2 days of the draft is offensive line. I know the Vikings added three starters last year, Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers, and Pat Elflein, and I think Nick Easton played well also. But offensive line won't be the only focus of the draft. I think we'll know more about what the Vikings want to do in the draft when we see what they do in free agency, which comes first. The next question comes from Chris. What day does free agency begin? When can teams start talking to players? Good question, Chris. Lots coming up on the NFL calendars. The Super Bowl is on February 4th, and at that point, everyone will turn their calendars to 2018. The scouting combine is in February and at the beginning part of March. The legal tampering period is March 12th to 14th. And then to answer your question, Chris, free agency begins on March 14th. That's when the trading period opens, free agency opens, and teams must comply with the salary cap. Another big offseason event, the NFL draft. That will be April 26th to 28th in Arlington, Texas. Our final question comes from Eric. One of the hardest things about seeing this team lose is the sudden lack of updates. Are you going to keep it up daily? It would help the healing process. Absolutely, Eric. Stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings app all offseason for continuous coverage of your favorite team. We're going to be at all the major events. We're going to be at the draft. We're going to be at the combine. We're going to sneak our way to the owners' meetings to stay on top of all the NFL and Vikings news. So make sure you stay tuned right here to Vikings.com. And we'll be back soon with another edition of the Pick 6. So please keep sending your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And you could be in next week's Pick 6.